What's good, y'all? Fat Boy Chronicles. Been a minute. Thank you to everybody that's been listening to my podcast. I know I haven't been regularly posting. It's been a while. Life is kicking me in my behind at the moment, so I haven't really had a chance to get on. But I appreciate everybody that's been listening and tuning into my older episodes. I really do appreciate the support. The reason I got on today is because I want to talk about relationships and how at times you can lose yourself in a relationship and it doesn't turn out right when you lose yourself in the relationship, and how also past traumas can seep into the relationship and cause a lot of issues. If I may, I'm going to be transparent with y'all as my listeners. I'm not perfect. Newsflash. Not perfect. I don't claim to ever be perfect. I do say that I march to a beat of my own drum, and I march in a different lane than most men do. I'm not a horrible man. I'm not a terrible man. I'm not an evil man. I'm not any of that. But my demons get the best of me sometimes. For example, yesterday I had an issue. I'm not going to go into full-blown detail of that issue. But I will say that I allowed my emotions to get the better of me and say things and do things that are out of my character. Never am I ever malicious towards anybody. I'm never looking to fight people or shoot anyone or treat anyone horribly. I was raised to respect everyone until you're disrespected. Then it goes into another field after that. One thing, I've been in a relationship for the last 2.5, almost 3 years now. That ended yesterday. And I'm sad about it, but at the same time, I kind of felt like it was coming to that end anyway. And we were just two different people. We grew apart. A lot of things happened. I won't go into detail of those things, but I will say I played my significant part in that. Whether the other person I was with admits their part in it, that's on them. But as a fully grown man and fully capable of not only processing his feelings, but also able to recognize when he's wrong, I can say that what happened yesterday with me and my spouse and what transpired beforehand, I have a hand and responsibility in. I noticed something about myself yesterday that I did not like. And what I noticed was the fact that I have a lot of healing to do. I thought, I'm going to be honest with my audience today. I'm going to be real honest. I thought I had healed from most of my childhood trauma, from most of the things that I've been through in my life. And I haven't. I lashed out. I basically acted like a kid. I resorted to a very kid-like behavior yesterday when I had my incident. Again, I won't go into detail, but I had an incident yesterday with my spouse that I won't go into, but it was really bad. And once I sat down and I processed and I thought about the things that went on, I realized that I have a lot of healing to do. I'm one of those people where I feel like people lash out at me or pick at me or make fun of me. Or, you know, when people come at me a certain type of way, I'm very defensive. And that's a mechanism I built from my childhood, because growing up, I did get picked on a lot. I did get a lot of people making fun of me and talking about me and doing me wrong and disrespecting me. And as a kid, Sometimes I did something about it and sometimes I didn't, because it's not that I was afraid. It was just more or less of, I don't know why. I don't know why I was that way. I guess because I was just naturally a quiet kid and I just didn't never look for drama. I don't understand why I was like that and why I built those mechanisms, but that's what happened. As a kid, I built mechanisms, and me building my mechanisms has caused some of the worst things to happen in my relationship. Never anything physical, more verbal. I've never put my hands on a woman. Never, ever, ever have I physically hit a woman or anything like that. Words have been said, and that's on both sides. But I'm taking my responsibility in my relationships. When I've gotten into arguments, I've said things that were very disrespectful. So verbally, yes, it was wrong of me. But what I learned about myself yesterday was I still have a lot of childhood trauma. I still have a lot of childhood issues that I need to work on, that I've projected and put into my relationship, because I felt like I had worked on a lot of my issues, and I have. But now looking at it as a 40-year-old man, I have a lot of issues to work on. And before I enter into anything else in the future, I will be working on those specific things. Never in a million years would I had gone out of my character. But yesterday, I went out of my character. And that was wrong of me, because the person that I was yesterday is not the person I am today. So as far as relationships go, I'm not perfect in them. And I take responsibility for my actions and for the things that I've done in my relationships and the negativity that I've caused in my relationships. I've never seen a healthy relationship growing up. I never seen a marriage where it was a long-term marriage and, you know, everybody was happy. It was communication. I never seen that coming up. So growing up, you know, my ideas of relationship is totally different. How I approach sex is totally different because I've been molested. So my ideas and my conception of sex is totally different than most men who haven't been abused or disrespected. And my perception of relationships is different because of the fact that I've never seen a healthy relationship. And that's not nothing to my mom and dad. My mom and dad, they did the best they could with raising me. But my mom and dad were very young when they had me. So they couldn't even build a healthy relationship because they didn't even know what that looked like. So if you don't know as a parent what it looks like, there's no way that you can build a healthy relationship with any woman or man or whoever you choose to be with later on in your future. And I learned that about myself, that I'm not healthy enough to be in a relationship at this time in my life. And is it wrong for me to take a step back and realize where I was wrong and realize that I need to learn how to build a healthy relationship? No, that's not. I need to learn how to fix me and to be happy with me and to be happy in my relationships. Because no matter what, at the end of the day, it's you and the other person. It's nobody else involved. And if you're not healthy within you, you can't be healthy outside and be healthy within the relationship. So I learned about me. I have very unhealthy habits when it comes to my relationships. I have very unhealthy ways of sabotaging my relationships. Again, I'm not perfect, but I'm realizing these things, and my mental is understanding that you're not perfect, but at the same time, you're not wrong for wanting to fix yourself and be a better person for whoever you're with later on down the road. I know for me, now that my relationship is over, I'm not even focused on being in another relationship at this time. I'm focused on healing me as a human being, as a man, and as a person. Because I tell you, I did not realize all of the trauma that I had as a child. I felt like I've had years and years of therapy. I felt like a lot of that has come out of my system. But as an adult, you accumulate other things and other triggers and other situations that you need to heal from. And I haven't healed from those things yet. Thought I did, and I was wrong. I haven't. So the next woman that I choose to be with down the road later on in a relationship, I will be healed. I will know how to treat her, and I will know how to express myself in a much better manner, because I will have those traumas healed and I will have those situations healed, where I don't have to lash out, where I don't have to act like someone I'm not. So I come on here today and I encourage men to heal yourself from any trauma. And as men, we can have traumas after relationships. We can have things that we haven't healed from past relationships. We can also know as men that if we've never seen anything healthy, we don't know how to enter into healthy relationships. Talk to a therapist, have a friend that you talk to, somebody that you can talk to and let them know and vent and be like, you know what? I'm going through this. I got to, you know, get this out of my system. This and that, and learning to heal from that. Therapy is the best option for us fellas, because we have a lot of things in us that we need to dump out, and we can't sometimes go to our friend or our parent or our relative or whoever. We can't always do that. We have to go to people who are unbiased in our situations. I also encourage men to take a look in the mirror and realize that you're human. You make mistakes. Just because you made a mistake yesterday doesn't mean that mistake continues into the next day and the day after that and the day after that. You made a mistake. You're human. Accept that mistake, correct your behavior, and heal yourself from that situation or whatever situation that made you trigger to go off or do whatever you do as a man. It is time to heal, fellas, from these traumas and these different things that we've been through as men, because all we're doing is causing more friction and issue in a relationship that doesn't need that. And the woman or person that you're with doesn't deserve the negative part of you. They deserve the positive part of you. All right, Fat Boy Chronicles, you know where I'm at. Get at me. I'm on TikTok. I got a lot of followers. Follow me on TikTok. I'm under Fat Boy Chronicles. All one letter, Fat Boy Chronicles. I'm on Instagram, Fat Boy Chronicles Podcast. Facebook, Lindsey R. Harris Jr. Yeah, follow me, y'all. Check me out. Check out my other episodes on here as well. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate you all. Peace and love to everybody.